Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We talk sports. You talk sports.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, we roll on with Listener Appreciation Month. Our listener today, Taylor Mayfield, picked the music. This is Oxygen from the band Dirty Heads.
Taylor, good dude.
Joanna Pryor joins us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. She is the athletic director at Newman University, a job she took on in July. And what great timing as Newman's going to the MIAA. I know I was at a meeting where you were doing some work over at Newman a couple of months ago, and you're kind of busy, aren't you, Joanna?
It's been very busy, actually, yes. It's been fun, very busy.
Well, this is probably one of the most monumental things to happen with Newman University, and especially in the athletics department. What's it been like trying to prepare and get ready for this first season in this conference?
You bet. First, I'd like to say it's an honor to be on the show.
Wow.
We are very honored. We're very honored to be a part of the MIAA. It's something that we've wanted that opportunity for 12 years since we went NCAA Division II, and now we're able to be associate members and compete against teams that we've competed against in non-conference, but not day in and day out. So absolutely, it's been busy. We know that they're one of the top Division II conferences in the country. So there's an expectation there to perform, but also to host. And so we've just been getting prepared for larger crowds and a lot more excitement.
Yeah, I think it kind of goes without saying, but there's so many rivalry possibilities with the schools in Kansas that are in the MIAA. It's mm-hmm. obviously very geographically friendly. You touched on it, but just how much are you looking forward to being in regular competition with these schools where you don't have to schedule them? They're automatically scheduled.
Sure. Been playing a fall schedule already with most of the MIAA schools. So in women's soccer, we are in the MIAA. In men's soccer, we are the MIAA goes with the GAC, the Great American Conference. So we get a little bit MIAA, a little bit of a Great American, and in volleyball, we're fully in MIAA. And I've talked to some of the student athletes just this fall, and the atmosphere that it provides for those student athletes is completely different than what we were getting in our former conference. So just the crowd size, and whether they're for Newman or whether they're for the traveling team, it just provides an atmosphere that we haven't had for the last 12 years.
Joanna Pryor is with us, the athletic director at Newman University. Now, with this, when you're competing against schools like Fort Hays and Pittsburgh State and Washburn and Emporia State, those schools are these schools in their respective communities. They draw tremendous support mm-hmm. from the cities in which they are in. What's it going to be like to compete with that?
Sure. That's something we're excited about being in the MIAA. Is it's never been in Wichita. So this is an opportunity to raise awareness to the Wichita community about Division II athletics and what that looks like and what that brings. With Northwest Missouri State in men's basketball, they won the Division II national championship last year, and we'll be hosting them. So that's something that we've probably never had the opportunity to do here in Wichita. So trying to get the word out there, you know, we're trying to do as much as we can to do that through social media, through some advertising, and just to get the community excited. Our Newman community is excited, but just to get the Wichita community involved as well.
So, Joanna, you've been a coach at Newman in the past. You've worked previously before this in the athletic office, and now first year as athletic director. I'll ask you first what you like about Newman, and also what has changed now that you've kind of moved up a chair here.
What I like about Newman, I like the people. We have really good people. We have great coaches in the athletic department, and I have a really good team around me. I think they always tell you to, you know, get good people around you that make you better, and that we've done. Newman is unique because we are a small private school, but we are in a large city, and that provides a lot of opportunities for our student athletes that you wouldn't find in a smaller community. And so I think that's kind of what sets us apart from some of the other schools in the MIAA. And I would say, as far as taking over, I would say the pressure, probably more the pressure of hiring people than anything. So before, I was on every committee and I would say, yep, that's our guy. That's who we want. And then they would go do it. And now I say, yep, that's our guy. Wait, is that our guy? Are we sure about this? So there's a lot of questioning yourself and feeling the pressure of making sure that it's the right fit and the right people.
Joanna Pryor, our guest, the athletic director at Newman University. I'm curious about facilities, because now that you're coming into this conference, you're going to be competing against a lot of schools that have top-notch facilities. Is that something that this is a dumb question. I know you've been working on it, but how do you go about improving the facilities at Newman? Your basketball facility is outstanding, but what about the rest of your facilities?
Sure, you bet. No, that's something that we started researching as soon as we knew we were going to be associate members in the MIAA. There is a facilities race in that conference, and I think it stems mostly from football. And since we don't have football, we realize that we don't need the size that the other schools have, but do we need things? Absolutely. And that is something that's on the horizon, that's in the campus master plan and in our strategic plan to start looking at what we need for facilities, what's going to make us better, what's going to attract the better student athletes. And so that would be, you know, things that we've talked about and kicked around that I'm sure you've heard is an indoor facility for our outdoor sports, turf for our fields. However, sometimes grass is a positive in soccer, so it just depends. But and then also enhancing some of the things that we have here with our current gym.
And as a part of that, your coaches are now being asked to recruit directly against some of these schools that you're competing with in the MIAA. So the challenge here is a much bigger one. I'm sure you've tackled that head on.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of conversations go with that. We have always tried to get those student athletes. I think the struggle we had in our former conference was, you know, getting the kids in our backyard, and then we have to take them all the way to Laredo, Texas to play games. Now we don't have to do that. Now we're right here. Mom and dad can come. We're going to Emporia, we're going to Hayes, we're going to Pitt, we're going to Washburn, and it's a little bit easier drive than 12 hours in what we were doing in our former conference. So I think that's a little bit easier sell as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at your schedule, and I think I'm correct. In Lancaster, Texas, where your basketball team opens up tomorrow night, I believe that's the farthest you'll have to travel this year.
You bet. Our farthest trip was almost one of our shortest trips. So we talk about the student-athlete experience a lot, and just the travel, the less travel alone, is going to help our student-athlete experience.
Newman, its first MIAA experience in basketball, December 5th at Northeastern State and then at Rogers State on the 7th.
Yes.
First home game, Central Oklahoma visiting Fugate Gymnasium on the 21st of December. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about it. I think it's tremendous, and I hope that the community gets behind this as well. I think it's a wonderful thing, and we appreciate you coming on to talk about it.
Oh, you bet. Thank you for having me anytime, and we can't wait to see you at a game.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. That's Joanna Pryor,
you bet.
The athletic director at Newman University. I love these schools, Emporia, Washburn, Fort Hayes, Pitt. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great for Newman to be a part of that, because they deserve it. They're in NCAA Division II. They should be with the in-state schools that are also at that level.
So what game you want to go to?
Probably Pitt State.
Wait a minute. That's a long ways away, isn't it?
I don't know.
When do they play Pittsburgh State at home?
Well,
I'm not sure they do.
They're
at Pittsburgh State, but they don't have a home game with Pittsburgh State. It's not home and home with everybody.
They don't return the favor. Well, they're at Fort Hayes. They're at Emporia.
So I'm saying we go to the Emporia State game for sure on February 20th, and then follow it up on the 29th of February, the home game against Fort Hayes State.
Don't the Shockers play an early game on my birthday, December 21?
Find out about that.
Don't they play at like 11? Then we could head over to Fugate Gymnasium for the MIAA opener against Central Oklahoma.
Just make it a birthday bash?
And then we head over to Covey's.
All right. Well, what time do the Shockers play?
I'm checking that. I thought they played at like 11 or 1. But hold on.
You got to be quick on this show.
They played 11 against VCU.
So on the 21st, an 11 o'clock game, then we head over to Fugate Gymnasium for the Central Oklahoma game. I might be in. See if my wife wants to do that.
Not a bad effort.
All right, when we return, we'll talk Shocker nostalgia with former Wichita State women's basketball standout Ann Dreifert. She is our guest next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.